This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The time-tested Dow theory is flashing a potential warning sign for stocks. So as we get into this, grab a piece of paper, we're going to mark down some key levels. Plus, we'll discuss if these key levels break down and the market turns bearish, what to do. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, hey, Gains listeners, before we get started today, and I think a visual is key, grab a piece of paper and a pen, and we're going to take down some critical levels that we'll be watching and that you should be keeping an eye on going forward. And this has to do with the Dow theory. So take, let's just say, an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, right? Your standard sheet of paper, and draw a horizontal line across the middle. Okay. And then in the top half, you're going to write two things. In the top half, on the first line, write Dow Industrials high. And then right below that, a couple lines below that, write Dow Transports high. And then on the bottom half, you know, look at that horizontal line that you drew or that you drew across the page. And in the bottom half, write Dow Industrials low. And then, you know, a couple lines below that, write Dow Transports low. So those are going to be four levels that we're going to be looking at when we're talking Dow theory. So back at the top of the, back up to the top of the page, the Dow Industrials high, and that was the close. All these are closing figures as well. The Dow Industrial or the Dow theory always plays off of closes. So at that top half of the page, you see a Dow Industrials high. That level is 40,003.59, and that was posted on May 17th of this year. And then, you know, next one down, Dow Transports high, and that number's 16,695.32, and that was the close for July 24th of last year, July 24th, 2023. All right, and then you go to, you see that horizontal line and go to the Dow Industrials low, and this is a critical level that we should really be watching, 37,735.11, and that was the close for the Dow Industrials on April 15th of this year. So that's the Dow Industrials low. And then the Dow Transport low, that number is 14,781.56. That was the close for May 29th, just last month. So writing these levels down, and you kind of get a visual, you can see the Dow Industrials high, Dow Transports high, and the Dow Industrials low, and the Dow Transports low. And those four figures are what we watch when we're talking Dow theory. And of course, when we're talking Dow Theory, we bring on Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com. He's based in Hammond, Indiana. Chuck, we've kind of laid out the basic levels here. So that's where I want you to kind of pick things up and just explain the Dow Theory and why these levels that we just posted, that we just put down on a piece of paper, are so critical to keep an eye on. Explain.
So the Dow Theory, Andy, which goes back more than 100 years, believe it or not, and still is quite effective today, looks at the movement of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and Dow Jones Transportation Average. And those, it looks at those two averages because they each represent important areas of the economy. You've got, you know, in simplest terms, the Dow Industrials make stuff and the Dow Transport ships stuff. And for an economy to be in sync, you need those two areas of the economy to kind of be in sync. And when one isn't, is doing something and the other one is not confirming that, that's called divergence under the Dow Theory and signals that perhaps something's amiss in the economy, which will translate into, you know, corporate profits, maybe higher interest rates, maybe bad inflation or whatever. But it's a signal. And again, you're looking at those indices, the Dow Industrials and Dow Transports, as important barometers for the economy. And maybe the biggest barometer is the Dow Transportation Average, which I've maintained for years is the most economically sensitive index there is. So what does that mean? Well, if you're in a market environment and the Dow Jones Industrial Average and Dow Jones Transportation Average are confirming one another in direction, hopefully upward, that tends to, you know, be a simple definition of a bull market. When you have the Dow Jones Industrial Average continuing to make a series of higher highs, with the Dow Jones Transportation Average making a series of higher highs. That doesn't necessarily have to be the exact same percentage of a move. Directionally is really the most important thing. Now, on the flip side of that, if you have both the Dow Jones Industrial Average making a series of lower lows and the transports making a series of lower lows, that basically is a simple definition of a bear market where it's clearly in a downtrend. What we have seen up until recently has been basically a bull market where we have seen the Dow Jones Transportation Average and the Dow Jones Industrial Average kind of confirming one another to higher highs. Now, the transports, as I mentioned, have not made a new all-time high since 2021.
And we've been talking about the weakness there. That's been the big concern for us and the lagger when we've been discussing markets for years now.
It has, and somebody may go, well, who cares? You've had the S&P and you know the other indices have done well, and that's true. But I think it's also fair to say that you know the Dow Jones Transportation Average does represent an important economically sensitive aspect of the economy, and it also kind of represents, you know, in some ways the value side of the economy and the value side of the market. And when you look at the value side of this market for really the last 3 years, it hadn't been very good. I mean, the gains have all been driven to a huge extent by those mega cap technology stocks. And the broad market, the rest of the market, has been kind of left to fend for itself. So,
and a reminder, you know, the stock market isn't NVIDIA. There's a lot more to us. And a lot of times they base the pinnings on how successful the market is on a handful of high-flying stocks that have really, you know, but the economy and the market is so much bigger, and that can only carry things so far. Go ahead.
Right. So I think the transports have been a pretty good indicator of certain segments of the market that, as the Dow transports have kind of been sloppy, so have been those sectors of the market, the more value-oriented sectors of the market. Now, what has happened recently here, and why we're kind of on alert from a Dow Theory perspective, is that, you know, we have continued to see the Dow Jones Industrial Average move to higher highs. As we mentioned, you know, they recently went to its highest level over 40,000. But at that same time, the Dow Jones Transportation Average has stopped in confirming in a directional sense. Indeed, it has started to go sideways, if not lower, and has been making now a series of lower lows. So we have a pretty discernible divergence right now between the Dow Jones Industrial and Dow Jones Transportation Average. And divergence can represent a yellow flag and potentially a red flag for this market. So
I was just going to say one thing that just kind of speaks to your point here. The closing on the Dow transports today, 14,937, just looked. That's a stone's throw within that 14,781. I mean, we're close. Yeah. I know why you're kind of got the alert on, because the Dow transports closed today 14,937, and the low in our range on the transports is 14,781. A breakthrough there showing a ton of weakness and would even make you more concerned. Go ahead.
Well, it would, and maybe an even bigger reason why we're on alert is the Dow Jones Industrial Average. When you look at where the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed today versus that key point of 37,735, what are we, maybe 2% above that point now?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking like, a 1,000 points? So would it close about 38,700 and change today?
Yeah.
And we're looking at 37,735 on the, wow, so both of them are coming in and
right.
Not far. Okay, go ahead.
And they're doing it at a time where nobody's really expecting such a pivot in the market. I mean, there are people who say, well, the market is, you know, maybe it's overvalued, maybe it's, you're going to have a pullback, but we're potentially saying that this is a significant potential pivot point. Right now, as you and I speak, Andy, we have not breached that 37,735, and therefore the existing trend, which is bullish, is still in place. So, you know, if somebody asked me, you know, hey, is this still a bull market according to the Dow theory? The answer is yes. However, we are as close now to a potential pivot point from moving from bullish to bearish as we've been in several months. I mean, several months. So, you know, and it's kind of a move that it's kind of what markets do, right? It's like they kind of do this under the radar stuff, and nobody's really paying attention to it.
Yeah, it speaks to what you were just talking about. A lot of people don't really see a ton of danger. Like, oh, you know, what do we hear? Soft landing. We're close to completing that. AI. There's so much promise going forward. But meanwhile, you have the backbone of the U.S. economy and the stocks in that backbone. Pretty close to testing lows and could turn the whole direction of the market as we see it as investors. I mean, that's concerning, and this could happen within a session or two.
Yes, and again, I'm not trying to be alarmist by any means, but it is, you know, from a Dow theory perspective, yeah, our radar's up, and you know, we're going to see. Now, again, is it the end of the world if we do break those lows? No. I mean, there's been, you know, a lot of bear markets in time, and the good news is bear markets, you know, they do a couple things. One, if you're a long-term investor, sometimes bear markets are great because they give you buying opportunities, to get a chance to buy stocks at lower prices. The other thing is bear markets don't last forever. Right? You know, typically they last, you know, 8 to 12 months at most. And so, you know, I don't want to scare people out of the stock market, and this is probably a good time to kind of evaluate, to say what we do. You know, it's like, okay, well, you guys are saying this is going to be a
right
bear market.
I think the important thing, you're not an all or nothing shop, and that was my next question for you, and it's important. What is your shop doing about it, and what can the Gains listeners do about it? But we got to take a quick break. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings. We'll be back with Chuck talking Dow theory right after the break.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, back with Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com. All right, Chuck, what does your firm do in a situation where we start seeing those levels maybe break down?
Yeah, if that level breaks down in the Dow Industrials, and I'll be very specific here to help your listeners. For a portfolio that was fully invested or near fully invested, where we have the ability based on an investment objective with that individual to be, fully invested or near fully invested, meaning, 90% plus invested in the market, we may go to 75% invested. So we're talking about, a trimming at the margin of maybe 20-25%.
So you're building some dry powder, but,
we're building dry powder. We're trying to cushion the blow without eliminating the blow. And your dry powder line is probably most apt. It's like, okay, we think things are going to get lower, so let's have some dry powder here and let's raise it, and how do we do that? Well, we'll look, and there's always going to be stocks. Anytime you have a portfolio, and we run portfolios typically of 30 to 45 stocks, you're not going to like all those stocks exactly the same. You're going to always have some stocks that are at the bottom of the rankings.
I think you've used the term weak sisters before.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You trim your weak sisters, and then you look at maybe some of your big overweights and see if you want to trim those. And then, you look at maybe some of your more speculative holdings that you think are probably going to get beat up the most, and you kind of raise it that way and have the cash. Somebody may go, well, geez, you guys must not put a lot of faith in the Dow theory if you're only trimming back 20-25%. And my rebuttal to that would be, listen, I've been watching the markets for over 40 years, and if you've been involved in the markets for any length of time, it is best to approach the markets with a great deal of humility.
And unless you're a degen like some of us Gaines listeners, and believe me, when these moves get made, Chuck, it's a lot more than 25% of the portfolio. But listen to Chuck. Listen to him. I'm a degen.
And
what your firm does. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are pragmatic about the ability to successfully, over time, and that's very important. I mean, you might get lucky once doing this, but if you're trying to aggressively market time over time, it can be done, but it's tough. It's very tough. And the problem tends to be, let's say the Dow theory is perfect here, and you get out at the top. In order to be a successful investor over a period of time, you're going to have to get back in. And I can tell you, getting back in might be even harder than getting out, because two things are going to happen. One, the market's going to go up and you're not going to want to get back in because the market's going up and I want to wait for it to pull back to get in. Or the market keeps going down and down and you don't buy because the market's going down and down and it's going to go down further. So consequently, you never buy.
And then we go, that's why we do the Dow theory, because
right.
it establishes those levels in. And you right. know, and you know, the thing is, the key to all of this is, regardless of how you feel about the situation, when you do make the move, whether it's 20% or more of the portfolio, you got to do it. You got to do it when the, you know, if you're saying, hey, we're going to use this Dow theory as the way we're going to trade stocks, when that level gets breached, you got to do it. And the same thing happens on the buy side as well. And that's critical. And that's where
it
professionals like you hold
system,
hands.
You got to follow. Yeah, if you're going to follow a system, you need to follow it. And trust me, there are always going to be a million reasons not to. Oh, this time it's different because, you know, one stock in the Dow Transports went down 10% and it took the whole average down. Or, oh, that's those two stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average that have extra weight because they're price weighted. It's an anomaly, and so I'm not going to listen this time. And that's fine, but you know, there have been anomalies in the Dow Jones Industrial and Transportation Average since they were invented. And history shows that, you know, if you abide by the Dow theory, and I'm not saying you have to or not. I'm just saying, for my money, and I've been looking at markets for over 40 years, it's the best tool out there for giving you perspective on the market's primary trend. Notice I didn't say it is the best tool out there to use like a scalpel to trade markets, you know, crazily. It is a tool to give you a perspective on the market's primary trend, the trend that typically lasts at a minimum 8 to 12 months, if not much longer. And if you are an investor and you invest on the side of that primary trend and you do it for a long period of time, you will probably be successful. You may not get in at the exact bottoms and you may not get out at the exact tops, but if you're investing on the primary trend, you're going to capture that big 80% of a market move. And if you do that consistently over time, you're going to do just fine in the stock market.
And we've talked about this on this podcast going back, 3 years now? And the thing is, it did right by us last time. It got us out of the market, maybe not right at the very bottom, but we were able to build dry powder. Look at the last 100-plus episodes of this Gains podcast. If you keep going back, you'll hear Chuck and I talk about getting out of the market and then the market falling apart. And, you know, it came back a lot. You know, we missed off some gains off the bottom as well, but it also got us in. And
and to capture, you know, a pretty good chunk of the
yes,
up move.
And then we are again. So, I mean, right. The track record. And you can follow it right here on the Gains podcast because we've been talking about it for 3-4 years. But it's done right by us the last couple of years. Just explain that real quick.
Yeah, it has. I mean, there was I just going back here, Andy, not that long ago when the market was having a pretty significant pullback and there were people really getting nervous. And we had a conversation and I said, well, you know what? We still think this is a pullback within a bull market. You should buy this pullback. And if this is truly a pullback in a bear and a bull market, this correction is about to stop. And we may have nailed that by about a day.
We did. I remember that very specifically. Yes, yes.
And then we had that nice move, and you know, the industrials went over 40,000. The S&P went crazy, and the NASDAQ had its move too. So, you know, I no market tool is perfect. But again, as investors, I think the best we can do is have a perspective and a viewpoint on the market's primary trend. Otherwise, you feel like a leaf blowing in the wind, and you just have no idea. There's nothing to hold you down to focus on. The Dow theory really does a nice job of helping you gain a perspective and a viewpoint on that market's primary trend, the trend that truly matters in terms of building long-term wealth. And, you know, we are potentially not there yet, and hopefully we don't get there, but we are potentially close to a significant pivot point in this market that we haven't seen in several months. And, you know, that's why, you know, Andy asked me on, and that's why we're talking about that all-important April 15th level in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Again, I'll repeat that. It's 37,735.11. If you're watching nothing else in this market except that, you'd be doing yourself a big favor.
And then, you know, you mentioned hopefully. There's part of me that says, you know, let it go. Let the market go a little bit, because the dry powder we build in those scenarios, that's actually where we make hay. And I let's, you know, finish up the convo with that. Explain.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's interesting. You build wealth over time by taking advantage of bear markets, because the stock market, and we've talked about this before, is a crazy market where most people want to buy the merchandise when it gets more expensive, and fewer people want to buy it when it gets less expensive. And things get less expensive during bear markets. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, people who seize the opportunity to buy during those times, and again, you're not going to be buying at the bottom, and you're going to feel like a dummy initially, because you're going to buy and the thing's going to go down more. But, you know, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I think your listening audience probably skews, you know, younger, you know, your age, and you guys have a lot of time on your hands. And I mean, in some respects, you know, if you're a 30-year-old listener to the podcast here, you should be hoping for a bear market. I said this, it's not the end of the world, but it's good to have a perspective on the primary trend of the market, so then you can do what you want to do or what you expect to happen. If the market turns bearish, then there's an expectation that stocks are going to get cheaper, and then you can be on the lookout and build that watch list of stocks and you know, go start picking them off if you have some cash and the market comes down. And then if you've raised some dry powder and the market comes down. So, yeah, don't necessarily look at it as a doomsday. And in some respects, it's an opportunity. And those who take advantage of that opportunity tend to do well over the long term.
All right. Big thanks to Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com in Hammond. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.